Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Forgive me, I'm a little husky today. That is because for the last weekend, from Friday night until Monday morning, it was my beautiful grandson's first birthday, and a whole load of people that came to stay and came to the party. But an awful lot of those little people were children. And I realized something. I understand about being a grandma, about being older. I look at my daughter as she copes with it all, the chaos, the noise, the perpetual feeding, entertaining, calming down, all of that. And I realize I did that 35 years ago. I did that. I've been there. I did it with three children. I had the same enthusiasm and energy then. What I realize, I don't now. It's not just the running around. I kind of helped with the baby, put him down for his nap and just, you know, helped where I could. There was plenty of hands on deck. What I found it was, is the constant noise. And I think as we get older, we kind of enjoy silence more. We enjoy that feeling of serenity. Of just watching children play quietly, you know, but when they are all rambunctious, and my grandson's not allowed, my three-year-old grandson is not allowed sugar. And believe me, if you put him on sugar, God knows what he'd be. He has so much energy. And even the little one at 1 year of age, other than his normal nap time, he was lapping up the energy of all these other kids. And it's so beautiful to see. But when you have got so much noise around you that is constant and it has its highs and its lows, not too many lows, you realize how draining it is. And I think that is what you'll find in many situations, not just birthday parties. You know, when you go to a gathering and there's a lot of people that are very loud and rambunctious. Yes, we all go through that. We all are that at some point. But then we kind of realize, it's enough now. I'm ready to go home, or I'm ready to go and find a quiet spot. And that is okay too. I use the excuse to go and put the baby down for a nap and just lay there myself so that just, you know, remove myself from the situation for a while. So if you can't leave or, you know, find a spot where you can go to it, you could just chill out for a bit. And it's okay that you're getting tired. It's okay that that you're just feeling over-exhausted or overwrought or over something. We've been there, we've done that. We're older, I'm nearly 70, and it does get draining. And that's okay because it's not often, but are you in situations in your life where you find that is a constant? Are you a grandparent that lives with your children and grandchildren and the perpetual noise you find is something that can be rather gnawing on you? Are you still working and you find the people around you always so loud and everything? You go to the mall and everybody is loud. Is it something that gets to you? Because it is something that is quite natural with age. We slow down. We pay more attention to the present, to the gift of the now that is around us. We like more and more small interactions, conversations, perceptions, you know, really delving into something and not skirting the surface. And yes, it can be rather daunting. I prefer not to go shopping, you know, at a busy time. It's bumper to bumper with people, parking lot, shopping carts, people down the aisles. You kind of go in for one or two things and you come out with everything but those things because it just suddenly gets too much. Again, quite normal. Do not beat yourself up about it. And now in last week's show, it was actually going to be my last show for a couple of weeks, but I've decided just to throw one in. And that was catch you later because I am moving. By the time you've heard this show, I will be packing things up, moving on May 1st. And Moving twice. Now, how is that? Well, I'm moving from one city to the other with the contents I have here. And then I have storage in another city across the pond because I'm on an island. And once I've got this furniture in there, then I have to go over and go and get the other furniture. Thank God my son and his fiancée are there to help. And I know that by the time 6th or 7th of May comes along, I'm going to be pretty knackered. I'm not going to go back to work until the 13th. I'm going to allow myself a week to potter, to unpack, to put things in order, and just to regroup and revive, because we are older. Maybe we have physicalities that don't allow us to do what we used to do. We haven't got the same energy and strength that we used to have. Now, if you do still have this, because I have the wonderful Jim Flaherty on. He's 88 and he is still writing, and he said he's got another 10 years of projects on. He can't go anywhere yet. And he's just a wonderful attitude, and we can have that wonderful attitude. Whether we like it or not, though, our bodies have slowed down. So I am going to take that time out. Basically, as I said, it will be a week to sort out, a week to acclimatize to my new arena, maybe get to know some of my neighbors. I'm in a totally new city. So, like, I was there yesterday. You know, my daughter lives in that city, so I'm going to be 10 minutes away from her. And I decided as I dropped my ex and my daughter off at the ferry that I was going to go and see, go drive past where I'm going to be living to see how long it would take from the ferry. I put the GPS on, and somehow it took me miles out of my way in a roundabout manner. And I thought, my God, there's got to be a quicker route. So consequently, I didn't drive past it because I ended up driving back here to Victoria. But if this is the thing with a new city, isn't it? Where is this shop for that? Where is that shop for that? How is there a quick route for here? How do I avoid traffic there? You know, where's a good place to buy this? And it's all about that discovery. Now, this is, I hope, my forever home. I've moved 35 times, and well, I've moved more than that, but I've had 35 homes. This is the 35th, and I'm hoping it's my last. And there's something about kind of discovering a new city. I know it from my daughter's perspective, the children, daycare, ferries, shops, a couple of restaurants, but I don't know it. And so I've got time now to really delve in at my own pace, where I'm not rushing around here, there, and everywhere. I can just go exploring. And that's important. Excuse me, yes, hoarse because of talking over the children. And I think that's really exciting, those new beginnings. And as I said, I hope it is my last home because I really am sick to death of moving. It takes more and more out of you every time you do. I have movers that have moved me there, and I hope I have all the boxes labeled as to where they go, but then I'm the one that's got to sort them out and unpack and find places for them and all of that. So yes, it's going to be busy, but then when I get my home together, and I can kind of feel, this is it. Then that opens up a whole different thing, doesn't it? It really does. So it's okay to not want to be in the noisy arena of life. It's okay to go to a party or a children's party or something and then say, okay, I'm going now. You've had enough. Now, you know, it's not walk in the door 10 minutes later, walk out. No, folks. But, you know, an hour or two. And it's really time to go now, because you're beginning to feel it, and you're beginning to feel drained, and we don't want anyone to feel drained. Try your best, but know your limitations. I was looking after baby at night too. I was giving mum and papa a break by feeding him in the middle of the night because I was sleeping in the same room with him, just to give them a break so they didn't have to get up in the middle of the night to feed him and put him down. I did that. It was 5 nights. And yes, it didn't leave a lot of sleep. So last night I got a good night's sleep, and oh, that felt so good. So I think be careful where you put yourself. Understand if you're not a senior and you're listening to this, understand why your mom and papa, your grandpa and your grandpa, or your auntie of that age, that they don't want to be around the noise too much, or that the pottering they do to here, there, or coffee with this person, bridge with that person, you know, that's their pace now. They've been where you've been. They've been the rushing around, the chasing the tail, the doing everything. It is now that slowing down and savoring life, being present with what you're doing in the moment, really, truly enjoying it. And all of that makes such a difference in life. So please don't look at someone and go, oh God, you know, they're irritated already or they're leaving already. Now understand that's their limit. We do reach our limit. It does get draining for us. And yes, we can maybe have a good night's sleep and recover, but it's also understanding that we're not at the same energy level as you, and we're not in the same mindset as you. We've been there, done that. We're now in this mindset. And it's all about embracing where we are and who we are today. I know as an upcoming 70-year-old with a few issues, health issues, that I've had to slow down a great deal. Now I'm going to be looking after my grandsons 1 or 2 days a week. And, you know, I'll know on those days that the higher energy will be required. So make sure I don't do anything beforehand to drain myself before that. I love my little boys. Oh my God, if you saw them and they are nectar to me. And I want to make the house kind of childproof enough for them to come over to Nana's house and be in my arena. But it's again pacing ourselves. Yes, we're going to go into noisy arenas for noisy events where there's a lot going on, which can be draining. Stand it for as long as you can, then make your excuses. If somebody's balked you and you know they're going to give you a ride home, bear it out or find a quiet space somewhere. Don't insist that they leave now just because you've had enough. Go and ask the host, is there just a quiet room I can go to for a moment just to recharge? And if they have any compassion and empathy, they'll understand. So this is me now signing off because I have an awful lot of packing to do. As you can see, all these books, you should see all the books I have over there. And oh my God, so much packing. And how did I accumulate so much stuff? It's just, you know, But anyway, pack, 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 get everything labeled, get everything moved. It's going to be a stressful week of everything moving. And then I have a lifetime to get myself sorted out, or what's left of a life. But please honor yourself, right? Don't take things on just because somebody insists it. But also don't sit back and go, no, I don't want to because it is requiring some energy for me. It's just about pacing that energy. It's about challenging yourself as to what you can and cannot do. Okay? So enjoy every moment, even those loud, static moments with everything going on around you, just to see life in action and everybody enjoying themselves so much is exuberant. But to know that limitation where you say, I just need some time out, just need some space, or I've enjoyed this tremendously, but it's time to go, because that's important for us to know our own limitations. So, folks, I will see you back here. Well, I only start my shows again on the 13th of May, which means you'll get the shows the following week. So basically, the last 2 weeks of May, going into June, you will have shows. And but I have left you 98 shows of this year only, 2024, 98 shows. Actually, 99 with this one. And there are 3,600 shows up here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Okay. And they're all there under the podcast title. And all of those banners are shows, genres. Pick a show genre that you want, and then you could just scroll at all of the shows. And of course, you can find us on iHeart and Spotify and Apple and YouTube and all across the board, SoundCloud, Amazon, Podcast, Pod Addict, a number of them. You'll find us all there. And you know, allow a show title to speak to you as you cruise down looking at the show titles and the little blurb on it there. Which one is speaking to you? And like, there'll be one that will be not just the title that is, I got you, but just something in there you know that you need to listen to. And I've really brought you some incredible people through the years that are really illuminating and really do share some incredible tips and information that we need to know. But you'll know which show to listen to when, because that's what you're ready to hear at this time. So trust your instincts. So here I go. Back to packing. and getting myself sorted out and in a new home with a new background, and want to get my wall painted before I get the office all set up. So much to do here, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Not necessarily the move, but the new life, the new arena. Lots of deer I get in the back garden. Ah, I'm looking forward to that. Meeting new neighbors, meeting, just a new arena, exploring it. There's so many trees in Nanaimo, so many lakes, and the water runs around us all the time. And there aren't too many high rises. They haven't got there yet, which is fantastic. Lots of little restaurants and new on places to go to. So I'm really looking forward to all that excitement in life. So until next time, folks, I'll catch you once I've moved, and then the shows will continue. So until next time, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.